Brilliance Audio presents
Celebration by Fern Michaels. For Cher Hildebrand, Pat Walker, and all those beautiful Golden Ray Yorkshire Terriers. Celebration. Prologue. May 1963. Christine Summers gathered up her books the moment the school bus ground to a stop. She turned around to look at Logan Kelly to see if he was going to follow her. He was staring out the window. It was what she expected. Still, it hurt. Sometimes Logan was so thoughtless, so inconsiderate. She stood at the farm road entrance, waving until the big yellow bus was out of sight. Then her shoulder slumped. She wanted to cry so badly. For some reason, she always wanted to cry when Logan was away from her. Once she'd asked him if he ever felt the same way. He'd said yes, but only after a very long pause. Logan was still miffed that she wasn't going north to college in the fall, like it was really her fault. Sometimes he just refused to understand. He wasn't going to understand that she couldn't go to the prom with him next week, either. She should have told him today, but was unable to make her tongue say the words in the lunchroom. Or was it the fear that if she told him, he would take someone else? If she waited till the last minute, no other girl would go with him at the 11th hour. It took weeks of planning, getting just the right dress, the right shoes, getting one's hair done professionally, and all the other stuff that went with going to the most important event of the year. As Christine trudged down the road, she wished, the way she wished every day of her life, that she lived in town instead of way out here where there was nothing to do and nowhere to go except another farm. If she wanted to, she could run across the fields and be at Logan's house before the bus got there. She'd done it before, the wind in her hair, her feet winged. Logan had never reciprocated. Oh, he'd come to the farm.